Oh, good morning. Welcome to the Green Birch Pawn Shop. I'm Russ Reynolds. How can I help you?
Listen carefully and write this down.
Okay, mister. What's going on?
Just write.
Okay. Are you all right?
No time. Banana. Eggs.
Should I call 911?
They'll never get here in time.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Bolander. If I only knew what to do.
Milk and bread. Did you get that? That part's important.
Milk and bread. Yes, Mr. Bolander. I wish Ozzy or Birch were here. They'd know what to do.
Aw, you helped me enough, son. Just needed my shopping list written down. I didn't have any paper or pen, and besides, my handwriting's so bad I can't even read what I write down most days.
What?
Hey, Clarence.
How you doing, Pat? We still on for fishing?
Yep, just let me get my hat.
A shopping list? You did all that for a shopping list?
You should have seen the boy's face.
See you, Ross.
Well, that was just rude.
Welcome to the Misfits audio presentation of Pawn Quests, the Black Mamba Paper Trail. Sandwich is a town of less than 2,000 people, a place where everyone knows everyone. But that doesn't mean there aren't secrets hidden in the most unusual places or behind smiling faces. Breathe deep. The adventure is just getting started.
Hey, Ross.
Hey, Birch. Ozzy.
Hey, Ozzy, sounds like something's wrong with Ross.
That's not Ross. It's his brother, Russ.
They look a lot alike.
Yeah, they both like to talk. Don't ask him any questions. He talks less when you don't ask any questions.
Hey, Russ, what's wrong?
Clarence Bolander was in here earlier, and he faked a medical emergency in order to get me to write down his grocery list.
He always was a prankster.
Pat just laughed, and then the two went fishing.
And they never even apologized?
No.
Well, better get used to it. That's just high comedy for men of their vintage. By the way, thanks for filling in for your brother Ross.
It's not every day you get invited to the Geektastic Institute of Wisconsin.
He does have a thing for cheese.
Yeah, that's just weird.
You think so? I thought maybe you liked Wisconsin too.
Not me. I'm more of a Pacific Northwest guy myself. Do you know that Seattle gets almost 38 inches of rain each year? There are also tons of ferns and moss.
Okay, now I'm bored.
Is anyone going to get that? No, don't put yourself out, please. Let me get it.
Good man, Ozzy.
Green Birch Pawn Shop. Ozzy speaking. Sure, we're always up for some picking. 105 Hero Lane. As long as it's not too big, it's gotta fit in the Black Mamba. No, not a snake. It's our 1956 Studebaker Skyhawk. Nope, we wouldn't especially be interested in a lawn tractor. Or the cheese wheel statue. Well, okay then, we'll be by later today.
Hey, now that you're back, can I go two doors down and get a soda?
That's fine. While you're there, would you pick up our order?
Sure.
Hey, Birch, are you downstairs?
Yeah, what's up?
We just got a call from Teddy Hamilton. He's trying to find room to put new stuff in his barn again, and he wants to get rid of some old stuff. He wanted to know if we wanted to come picking. He lives just on the edge of town.
I'm not sure how we can help him. There's only so much room in the Black Mamba.
That brings up a point, Birch. Why do you insist on driving that old Studebaker? Sure, it's cool, but I mean, a cargo van would be much better when we're picking.
That may be true, but the Black Mamba is paid for.
But I... Okay. Should we head out after lunch?
Sure, whenever Russ gets back.
Hey, guys.
Officer Benson, what brings you to the Green Birch in civilian clothes?
It's my day off.
And he came to see us.
Yeah, well, my wife is out of town, and frankly, I was bored. Any new mysteries?
Sure. Are goats really more efficient at grass control than a mower? Where do you go to buy crop circle patterns? How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood.
No, I mean...
Oh, I know what you mean, Officer Benson.
You do?
No, not really.
Hey, Officer Benson. Weird to see you without your uniform.
Yeah, I like plaid.
Didn't know they made pants that way.
You gotta special order them.
Cool, I guess. Hey, here's his sandwiches.
And look, a third one for our good friend, Officer Benson.
How did they know?
Oh, I finally learned how to text, and I can't seem to stop. I placed an order when you came in.
That was like 20 seconds ago. And then 20 seconds before that, Russ left.
I know. Technology. Weird, right? Don't think about it too much. The math won't make sense.
Say, thanks for the sandwich.
You're welcome, Officer Benson. Glad you could make it for a ride-along.
That's usually what we say when people ride with us in a squad car.
I know. It's what I like to call irony.
Oh.
Have you ever been to Teddy Hamilton's place, Birch?
Driven by a few times, always distracted by the big nose painted on his barn.
He always thought it was funny to drive a tractor through the nostrils.
That's hysterical.
Ooh, it smells a little funny back here. It's not very comfortable.
Yeah, I have a crack in the tailpipe. Roll your window down. I don't want you falling asleep on me. Besides, that's the only air conditioning I have in the Black Mamba.
There's your Elaine.
And there's the Big Nose Barn.
Don't forget the rules of picking.
Yeah. Don't get emotionally involved in the pick. Don't pay more than half of what we think we can sell it for. Bundle items whenever possible, and never let them see you sweat.
Almost. Also, don't forget, if it won't fit in the Black Mamba, we don't buy it.
Right. Teddy Hamilton.
That's me. How did you know?
Probably because I see you at the grocery store every Tuesday.
That's when they have the best produce.
That's quite a large nose you have.
Pardon me?
I mean, your barn. The painting?
I know, just funning you. Some hippies painted that back in the 60s as a way of saying thank you to the previous owner. They stayed in the barn for a few days. It just sort of smelled like the right thing to keep it painted over the years.
So, what do you have for us to look at today, Mr. Hamilton?
Just enter the nose and start picking.
Lots to look at here, Teddy.
My nose has been getting stuffed since the 70s. I really need to stop that.
Yeah, you really do.
Hey, Birch. This is a piece of Blair Franklin pottery from the 1940s. Very nice.
Yo, Teddy, how much for the pottery?
Dunno, it works pretty good for holding flowers. Or pens. How about a quarter?
Come on, it's worth at least $25.
Well, I like your internal calculator.
Birch, how are we gonna make money on that?
Guess you have a new mystery to solve.
What about the rules we're supposed to follow?
Sorry, Teddy. I'm so clumsy.
Don't worry. Looks like just an old cannon jar. Just watch your step.
What is this? I found it in what used to be the jar.
Looks like an old picture.
Yeah, but look at the car.
Well, I'll be. It looks like the Black Mamba.
How about that? A 1956 Studebaker Skyhawk.
What are the odds?
Hey, Teddy, when did you buy the farm?
Let's see. Back in, 72.
Did your family ever have a Studebaker?
No, but Laramie Yeager did. In fact, it looked a lot like yours.
Laramie Yeager? I knew his boy Chuck.
Chuck Egger?
Yeah.
Everywhere I look, irony. Chuck, egg, throw, scramble. Nothing? Not getting through? Irony.
Hey, Birch, do you think the car in the picture is the Black Mamba?
I have no idea. Hmm, look at the dent in the hubcap.
Yeah?
Now, look at the Black Mamba.
Same dent.
Coincidence? Yeah, probably.
Well, we gotta at least check it out.
Dari's already checking the county records.
How do you know that?
Texting is high-quality communication, Ozzy.
Birch and Ozzy left with a barber pole, some poetry, a 1930s metal toy car, and a picture of a 1956 Studebaker Skyhawk.
Teddy had a pretty congested nose. Yeah, I know. Not funny anymore. But still, a barn with a nose for an entrance? Not every day you see that, Ozzy.
I suppose not, but still, let's keep it clean. Got a handkerchief? Oh, come on. That was just as good as yours, Birch.
Just need to work on the delivery, Ozzy. Maybe it was the timing.
Thanks for coming with us, Officer Benson.
Sure. I didn't have anything else to do anyway.
April 23rd, 1956, sold to Laramie and Twyla Egger, a black 1956 Studebaker Skyhawk, license and registration paid in 1956, 57, 58, 59, and 60. You have got to be kidding!
Hello, Birch here.
Yeah, when I never given you the money either.
So who did the Eggers sell it to?
Yeah, we don't need to work in the
Really?
Yeah, we don't need to work in the
And how long was it unregistered? Check with Spencer at the Sandwich Sentinel and see what you can find.
Okay, I'm going to find it.
Thanks, Dari. I owe you.
Yeah, you want
No, I don't think you will let me forget.
So what did Dory find out?
Looks like the Black Mamba has a criminal past.
Welcome to the Sandwich Sentinel. I'm Bonnie Newton. Did you want to place an ad?
Actually, I was wondering if you had old newspapers.
You mean like last month?
No, I mean from the 1960s.
Well, we used to save all of our newspapers, but we started scanning them for access on the computer.
Great. So can I find this online?
Not exactly. They're only available here and at the library. Oh, and they only go back to the mid-1980s.
So there's nothing available before that?
That would be available on microfilm. I think we still have one machine that works. Is this for a school project?
No. Actually, I'm trying to find information about a man named Louis Schneider.
If you're looking for someone from the mid-1960s, that's a bit before my time. Let me know if you need help with anything.
Dari spent most of the afternoon looking for information she wasn't even sure existed. About 4:30 that afternoon, she found what she was looking for.
Bingo. Gotcha.
How are you doing?
Much better now, Bonnie. Can I get a copy of this page?
Coming right up.
Awesome. Thanks.
Oh, we're just about to close, so... Oh, it's just you, Dari.
Do you greet all your customers that way, Russ? Is Birch and Ozzy here?
They were gone most of the afternoon trying to get some pottery appraised, but yeah, they're back.
Great, thanks.
Just doing my job.
Miss Dari Boyd, I think you have something for me.
Yep, just take a look.
Oh, can I look too?
Well, it's about closing time anyway. Just lock the door and turn the open sign around. We'll be in the break room.
Finding this information was a bit like finding Waldo in a Dr. Seuss illustration.
Yeah, you found it, despite the irony of mixing children's illustrators.
after Laramie Eggers sold the car. There weren't tags or registration for 8 years. But the vehicle was confiscated by Sandwich police in the summer of 68. And this is the picture of the arrest that led to the car being impounded.
Is this the guy that owned the car?
County records indicate it was a cash sale with no name listed. So it could have passed around several times during those 8 years.
What we do know from this newspaper clipping is that Bart Francis was the one that got caught.
What about Louis Schneider?
It turns out Louis Schneider was one of the aliases Bart Francis used.
Look at this. It says that they found $1,500 cash in the trunk and various high-dollar goods from... How about that? A pawn shop.
And you wonder why I keep the Black Mamba around. It's got history and character.
And a lump in the back seat.
What?
Look, besides Butch doing a faceplant on the front hood, the sunlight seems to shine on a lump in the backrest of the driver's side rear seat.
Look, the photo was taken in 1968. It could just be a shadow.
Could be, but what if it's not?
I never thought I'd say it, but Russ has a point.
Of course I have a point.
Do you think you could make your point with a little less wine?
Dunno. Not sure if that's possible. Let me try. Of course I have a point. Nope. I guess I can't.
Well, let's go check out the Black Mamba.
By the time the four got back to the Studebaker, the backseat cushion was pulled out, and all that was left was some old newspapers and some frayed cords.
The plot thickens! And it turns out, I was right.
Beginner's luck. Don't get used to it.
I'll dust for prints. We might catch a break.
I wonder what was in the seat.
I don't know. But I told you it was uncomfortable back there.
We should have listened. There's just the two of us that go out picking, so neither of us sits in the back.
What's going on?
Hey, Pat. Someone broke into the Black Mamba and took something stashed behind the seat.
Pity. Well, you know, since I'm not actually working today, I'll see you then.
Yeah, see you, Pat. Did that seem strange to you?
That was peculiar. The last time I saw him like that was with the Chinese puzzle box.
I think we should follow him.
Ooh, like real crime fighters?
I didn't hear that.
I said, like real crime fighters?
No, Russ. Officer Benson is just saying he doesn't want to get involved.
Oh.
So, you won't be going with us?
No.
Where is he going?
I don't know, but he's in a hurry.
He's pretty fast for an old guy.
Shh. Is someone there?
Maybe you shouldn't talk, Russ.
Yeah, sorry.
Looks like he's heading to that old house on Reuben Street.
Isn't that Clarence Bollinger's house?
Why are you back so soon? I thought we'd agreed we'd take care of this tomorrow.
Can I come inside? I think someone followed me.
Well, get in here, quick.
When you said suspicious, you were right, Birch.
You could see their silhouette behind the shade.
It doesn't look like Clarence is very happy.
And there it is.
What?
That must be what was behind the seat. It's long and wide, but fairly flat.
This is a lot more fun than working on a 5,000-piece puzzle featuring steelhead salmon. You find them off the Pacific Coast, you know.
I think it's time to go. We'll deal with this tomorrow.
Shh. He's coming.
I hope he's smart enough to get rid of that by morning. You know, I gotta get home. He's on his own.
Oh, Pat. Well, good morning.
Good morning, Ozzy.
Say, where did you go last night after you left here?
I don't remember. Besides, what's it to you?
So you didn't have a cloak and dagger meeting with Clarence Bollinger?
Cloak and Dagger? You've been watching that really old movie channel again?
Well, yes, but...
If you gotta know, yes, I did go to his house last night. Is that a crime?
Was he the one who took what ever was behind the back seat of the Black Mamba?
The Studebaker? What? Has your brain gone soft? Studebaker?
I feel like I'm missing something.
The only reason I left was because I needed to show Clarence how to use a new thin line tackle box I bought him for his birthday.
So that's what we saw in the window.
I thought there was someone in the bushes. Let me guess, Dari and Ross were there too. There is a whine in the air. It's hard to miss.
Well, yes. But you said, I hope he's smart enough to get rid of that by morning.
And I also said he'd figure that out on his own.
So you weren't talking about hidden loot?
hidden loot? No. You see, I was talking about a carton of dead night crawlers. I don't want him stinking up his house again. No fun playing cards in a house that smells like that.
I hate being wrong. Sorry, Pat.
One thing you always taught me was to go back to the beginning. You'll figure it out, Birch. Now, if you're done accusing me, I got some knickknacks to dust.
I heard your chat with Pat didn't go so well.
It happens. Don't like it, but it happens.
Looks like whoever took out your back seat was wearing gloves. No fingerprints.
I am sorry, Birch. I know how much you hate dead ends.
Hey, Ozzy, where's the magnifying lens?
Look in the drawer to your right.
It's always the little details.
What you got?
Here, look in the upper right-hand corner of this photo from 1968.
You gotta be kidding.
Officer Benson, I think there may need to be some fact-checking, and I have one fact you can check right now.
By late afternoon, everyone had gathered in the break room at the Green Birch Pawn Shop. Russ and Dari were both thrilled to play even a small role in cracking the case. Birch explained the clue in the photo. Another trip in the Black Mamba, and this case would close.
How much further? The fumes are killing me back here.
Not far. Just look for the nose.
There it is.
You do have an eye for noses.
Thanks.
Are you sure you're right this time, Birch?
We'll know soon enough, won't we?
Welcome back. What can I do for you? Officer Benson.
Teddy?
Did you guys change your mind on the mower and cheese wheel statue?
Not much call for a riding mower on the mean streets of Sandwich. And if the cheese can't be used in a sandwich, well, it's just a waste of bronze.
You know, I do most of my shopping over in Claremont. Can't say I get into town much.
Yet you told me you went to the grocery store every Tuesday for the best produce.
I did say that, didn't I?
Is it possible you dropped by the shop recently?
Maybe to get into that car and steal something?
Yeah, about that.
So you admit it?
It's not like I'm a professional criminal. I somehow knew you'd figure it out.
So what was in the back seat?
Follow me.
Through the nose?
Yeah.
Cool! I've wanted to do that my whole life!
Knock yourself out.
It appears to be a ledger.
That's right.
And that's what you found in the car?
Yep.
I see it all clearly now. This is the secret ledger of Blaine Filkenmeyer.
Bart Francis, also known as Louis Schneider.
Exactly.
Not exactly.
Not exactly? As in wrong? Twice in one case? What's wrong with me?
Sorry, Birch. You see, Laramie Eggers...
The original owner of the Black Mamba?
Yeah. And the original owner of the farm was also silent partners in Sandwich Pickles and Pawn.
Odd combination.
Well, not many diners in town then, and Connie Eggers made a great sandwich.
Wait a minute! I think I remember seeing that name on our deed when we bought our shop, Birch.
That's right. Your car was once used by the same shop in 1956.
This whole thing screams irony. Go on. I just had to text Mom. She loves all things ironic.
Birch, put the phone away.
When I bought the farm, I found a secret room in the back of the barn. Here, take a look.
This place is amazing!
You should have shown us this place when we were picking.
Excuse me. You've got to be kidding. That's way more than I thought. We'll be by to pick it up later. Thanks.
Who was that?
The appraiser on that pottery we bought from Teddy. Turns out it's worth hundreds of dollars.
How is it you had a piece of pottery in your dusty old barn and never knew its value?
It was originally part of what was in this room. I needed something to hold stuff, and I grabbed it. I thought it was something made by a kid at school. Why do you think I tried selling it to you for almost for a quarter?
Look, I need some answers here.
Okay. When Laramie Egger let the hippie stay in the barn, he already had this room concealed. He must have placed a ledger behind the back seat in the late 50s. I'm not sure of the exact date his pawn shop closed.
So the ledger has been hidden in the Black Mamba for decades?
It looks like that's the case. You know, I never felt like the contents of that room were mine. I wanted the ledger to help me locate the original families, to reunite them with items once owned by parents or grandparents. I loaded the barn up with other stuff, so no one could easily find this room.
So why did you call us here to pick if you didn't want anyone snooping around?
I had to see the car. Once I saw the bulge in the back seat, I knew the stories I was told were true.
Stories?
Yes. I married Laramie's younger daughter, Lenora. She mentioned the ledger and the Studebaker before she died last year. Made me promise to do the right thing.
Sorry for your loss, Teddy.
She was a good woman. Anyway, I just wanted to help get this stuff back where it belongs. I just needed to know where to look.
And that's where the ledger fits in.
That about sums it up.
So, have you?
Have I what?
Have you done the right thing?
I'm not sure I get what you're saying.
You see, there's one thing that doesn't make sense. Why didn't you just come tell us the story and ask to see if the ledger was behind the seat?
The whole story sounded silly. I wasn't sure you'd believe me. And what if the ledger wasn't there?
Believe me, we've heard stranger stories than this.
But there's only been a few with such heartwarming endings.
Just trying to do the right thing.
Almost like a greeting card. Teddy, I just got a text from the estate of Blair Franklin. You remember, the lady who made pottery in the 1940s? The same one whose pottery we found in your barn. The same pottery worth hundreds of dollars apiece?
That almost sounds like an accusation, Birch.
I'm glad you recognized it. I'm not especially subtle. It appears you have been negotiating the return of pottery pieces in this secret cache for thousands of dollars. My guess is you've been using sentimental value as a way to drive up prices for family members wanting something once owned by their loved ones.
Is that a crime?
No, but theft is.
And taking the ledger from the Black Mamba qualifies.
Mr. Hamilton, I'll take the ledger.
Actually, I'll take the ledger. It's evidence. You'll get it back soon enough.
Who invited him along anyway?
What causes people to make bad choices?
I know you didn't ask me, but I bet you old Teddy wanted to do the right thing. but greed can be a pretty powerful motivator to do something less noble.
Sad part is, the stuff is legally his to sell. He didn't have to resort to theft to try to gain more money.
It was like real cops and robbers out there today, only without the shooting. And the robber collects retirement.
You know, I'm still not sure I buy Teddy's story.
Well, that mystery will have to wait another day. I brought the ledger. There you go. I bet the back seat is a lot more comfortable now.
Hey, Ozzy.
Yeah?
Take the keys to the Black Mamba and treat our friends to some ice cream at Hoagie's Bolarama.
You're sure generous all of a sudden.
Yeah, well, I need to catch up on some reading.
I hope you find something interesting.
Thanks, Dari. Rings, firearms, instruments. What's this? Looks like a pawn receipt. Reginald Stafford manuscript in basement safe. Signed Laramie Eggers, proprietor. Sandwich Pickles and Pawn, October 12, 1959. And here's Reginald Stafford's signature on the back.
It's not often that one mystery leads to the start of another. But Reginald Stafford was the most famous author to have lived in Sandwich. And if there was a manuscript that had never been seen before, this really would be a mystery worth solving. But perhaps tomorrow would be soon enough. You've been listening to Pawn Quests, the Black Mamba Paper Trail. We'd like to thank our regular cast, Natalie Stanfield Thomas as narrator, Russell Gold as Ozzy Green, Glenn Haskell as Pat Newman, Tom Chalker as Birch Wilson, James Lorenz as Russ Reynolds, Captain John Tatterzak as Officer Benson, Katie Daynert as Dari Boyd, as well as special guest Delvin Kinzer as Clarence Bolander, Tanya Milojevic as Bonnie Newton, Mark Bruzee as Teddy Hamilton. Pawn Quest, the Black Mamba Paper Trail, was written and produced by Glenn Haskell. Executive producer, Captain John Tatterzak. Music for this story was composed and performed by Phil Carney. Script editor, Cheryl Collins. Art direction, Thomas Rippert. Webmaster, April Sadowski. This episode is dedicated to the differences that make us all humans who wonder why everyone else is so peculiar. We could all learn to love and hate a place like Sandwich, where personalities are common, mystery abounds, and there's a colorful nose barn just on the edge of town. Special thanks to the real sandwich artists that make it possible for all of us to have a picnic all day long and feel healthy at the same time, where chips and drinks make a meal and cookies are a tempting option. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. I'm your narrator, Natalie Stanfield Thomas. This is an original production by Misfits Audio. Copyright 2013. All rights reserved.